Good evening.
Good evening.
As always, I am happy to join with you once more.
Yes, it's lovely to have you with us.
Again, we hear your healing thoughts. We hear you talk of the many disasters in your world. I would like to remind you, my dear friends, not always to dwell upon those happenings in your world that create so much disturbance. I would wish you daily to remind yourselves of the beauty and the love which surrounds you all. Even in your darkest moments, seek out the beauty and the light of earthly life. Each one of you, my dear friends, are blessed in this way. That is not to say your lives at times can seem harsh and cruel, but it is your individual responsibility to maintain that aura of light, that love which is round and about you at all times. Seek always the beauty of life.
Yes, you're quite right, of course. The love and the beauty are always there, come what may.
But because you are human, you sometimes allow those unhappy times to overcloud the joy and the beauty. I am not saying it is easy, but nothing that is gained for good is so easy. So just remember my words, my dear friends. Remember my words daily in order that you may help yourselves. Again, it is a gentle reminder of what you are seeking towards, searching, finding. It is an ever, never-ending trail. Even when you come home to us, this journey is ever onwards to seek the brightness in your lives. Not always is this recognized, but I tell you, my dear friends, that the continuance of life is ever seeking, ever looking for love. is what important to you, or should be. And that is why I ask you now to think about it and to put those thoughts into action. I hope you will agree with me.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think now we see the return to spirit as, shall I say, unexceptional. But it is just the trauma involving so many sometimes that we see the strife of it. And as you say, because we are human, we feel for those people.
You extend your love to all of these people. And of course, that is as it should be. But what you should not do is dwell upon it, but send out your love for these people. And we will then do our work in helping them. If you cannot change a situation, you must look it fully as it is happening, and then you must continue onwards. Have the recognition, but do not hold on. Do you understand?
Yes, the love factor is really all encompassing.
Yes.
I think we've got such an efficient media system that probably any time you put the television on, it's there. And they're very, very efficient in putting all the doom and gloom on.
Yes.
They're very good at that.
Yes. It is impossible in your world today not to know what is happening in all parts of your world. And that is not a bad thing. But I am saying only that you must offer your love, your help, your support, and then focus on all that is good in your world. It would seem too often that your media, as you call it, dwell too often on those, what you call disasters, and do not focus enough on what is good in your world.
That doesn't make news. You're right. You're exactly right. Exactly right.
I think as well there's a tendency people just think that nature can be cruel, and it's just that we don't understand nature, that's all, because we don't see that it's always trying to balance itself out, and
yes,
it's actually trying to do things that are going to improve itself, because it's got far greater intelligence than man.
Yes,
but because we don't understand that intelligence, we look at it as something cruel.
Yes, I wish you to look at the fuller picture. So often I use those words, but I have to reiterate those words for good reason, because you are so limited in your understanding, not only of your own world, but of everything else that exists. Therefore, it is difficult for humankind at times to fully understand that this planet has its own evolution, that this planet has to balance both light and darkness, which I have spoken to you of. And always it has to be a balance of love, evolution, and knowledge and continuance of many planets. But when you see the fuller picture, then your understanding should be a little clearer. And the only way that understanding comes is if you allow yourself to be open to all things, to all happenings in your world. You have to strive to be more than who you think you are, because you are not just these frail beings clothed. You are light, you are spirit, and you must always strive to bring that forward.
Yeah, we should remember that we're not human. That's the...
You are human, but you are spirit clothed as humans. It is a very short time as a human being, but a much greater time as that true being of spirit. It is something I would like you all to think upon this time.
Yes, it's easy in this day and age to be brainwashed into a kind of awe of desolation and disaster. But that leads nowhere and is really inappropriate for us. Yes, I think I understand that. But yes, there is so much more to life that is highly relevant.
Yes. And you must begin with yourselves before you can take the wider picture of the world on board. So that is why I say, look for the good in all of your lives, even in the moments of despair. There is always something that can lift you, that can make you find the good. It may be some small thing. It may be that you see a beautiful flower that you look deeply into and you realize that you are part of something much greater. That is up to each individual to to find their own beauty, their own light in their everyday lives.
For those who are leaving this life, who are in despair, who are perhaps depressed or whatever, it's difficult to be able to tell them if they've got some dementia or whatever. It's difficult to tell them to look for beauty.
But they will be being helped from our side. The spirit is being helped.
Yes,
I understand your question. And yes, I understand there are difficulties. But they are human difficulties.
Yes.
Again, look to the wider picture. Look always to spirit.
Yes.
There are those in our world whose task it is to help those people in their transition into our world.
Yes,
a world of beauty and light, if that is where they belong.
Yes. And eventually everybody will. Even those who go over with their own darkness, they will eventually reach that light.
No one is ever alone.
No.
Never alone. Now, my dear friends, I will leave you with those words this evening. I want to say only this to you. Whatever you feel, see, hear this evening within this room, please discuss it quietly amongst yourselves. We will try to bring something to you, because the energy this time is good. So as I leave you, as always, I say, take my love which surrounds you at all times. We do hear your thoughts and words, and they are never wasted.
Well, thank you so much for your timely message.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you again. Yeah.